Politician, a kind word for a person who lives off the government. Politician definition. A person who convinces voters to give them position, power, and money for the purpose of gaining more position, power, and money. I've come to the conclusion that unless a person knows Jesus Christ personally, they don't have it in them to serve others. They will always simply serve themselves. America was created by and for Christians. It doesn't work unless businessmen, teachers, politicians, and neighbors know Christ Jesus. He is the one who makes us free. He is the one who teaches us to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. Human beings are born with a corrupt nature. It is only by being born again that we can be saved, that we can operate in the love of God. The Founding Fathers lived in a world where atheists could virtually be counted on their fingers and toes. There was a consensus of faith in a deity and moral absolutes. This stipulation below was to prevent Congregationalists, Methodists, Baptists, Quakers, etc., from allowing only people of their sect to be elected to office from the Constitution. But no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. They knew that our constitutional republic could only work in a Christian society where a sense of fair play, honesty, morality, and a respect for others existed in the populace. George Washington said in his 1796 farewell address, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens." John Adams, the second president of the United States, prophetically wrote in 1798, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Our Constitution was made only for a religious and moral people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other." Today, we need to know whether a person running for office subscribes to moral absolutes or moral relativity. Those who believe in moral relativity are completely untrustworthy. They will say or do whatever is required to achieve their goal. This includes lying, fraud, duplicity, deception, and all other gradations of spiritual depravity, since they're essentially children of Satan. You can refer to it as a religious test or a core value test, but such a test is critically needed today.